Meanwhile, the Arab League is set to propose a new resolution to put an end to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories. In a draft resolution, the League has said that peace with Israel cannot be achieved without full Israeli withdrawal from all occupied Palestinian and Arab territories, including the Golan Heights as well as southern Lebanon. The resolution is expected to be presented to the United Nations Security Council later. Earlier, the Palestinian Authority tried to pass a resolution backed by the Arab League calling on Israel to withdraw from Judea and Samaria in the West Bank. It was put to a vote in the UN Security Council, but failed to secure enough votes to pass. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Kamil Hawash, who is the vice chair of the Palestinian Solidarity Campaign, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Birmingham. Mr. Hawash, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Do you think that there will be any better luck with the Arab League putting this to the UNSC? Because obviously the Palestinian Authority didn't have much luck the previous time around.
Well, first of all, I think the reference to the occupied West Bank as Judea and Samaria isn't one that I subscribe to. It is the West Bank, the occupied West Bank. But secondly, the PA tried to get the resolution through before Christmas, and it failed when Nigeria changed its promised vote from supporting. This time, I think there are two important factors. One of them is the Security Council's makeup has changed, which the PA believes will increase the chances of securing the 9 votes that are necessary. Of course, the US will still veto, but really the US should be asking itself the following question. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, said that effectively he no longer believes in, not that he ever did, in a two-state solution. So if he is saying that, what is the United States going to object to when the Palestinians are asking for an end to the occupation based on the 1967 borders?
And I don't want to sound overly critical, Mr. Hawash, but certainly many people would ask, why is the Arab League acting now? Why hasn't it yet done this already?
I think that's a fair question. But again, they did try just before Christmas, and it was with the blessing of the Arab League that this went forward, because your viewers will remember that Jordan has a seat on the United Nations Security Council. It was Jordan that put the previous resolution through. So, okay, we can criticize various parties, but I think this is going to really focus the minds, because what it will be saying, particularly to the United States of America, is if you veto this resolution for ending the occupation, then you are confirming that you are for the perpetual continuation of the occupation, and therefore the Palestinians must then pursue other means for ending that illegal occupation.
Very well, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mr. Kamil Hawash, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Birmingham.